We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Happy Thursday, Kelly Ford with you on New York's Country 94.7 pre-Friday in my books. If reading is one of those things you had on your to-do list in COVID quarantine, but you haven't quite gotten around to it like me, there's still time. But what to read? That's what Sabrina from Queens is here for, to share with us what's hot.
That's hot.
Hot and
I want Queens.
So hot and her.
What's hot?
So hot and
with Sabrina from Queens.
That's really hot.
Oh.
Reading is what's hot, like especially people my age. I saw this thing and it was like 40% of people, millennials, are reading more due to COVID. So I was like, I should probably be reading more. I want to be in that 40%. I got a FOMO. So I went to Target, picked up a few books. I read some. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to make you pick two of your favorite books.
Yeah, I haven't been the biggest reader. I haven't been the biggest reader in the past few years either. So I'll think about it while you tell us yours.
I picked up this book from Target. It's called Act Like a Lady. And it's a bunch of short stories. So it's not like one giant read. And it's broken out into sections just about like different things that girls go through in life. And it's kind of those things that no one really talks about. Book number two is actually called When Life Gives You Lululemons. And it's kind of very Sex in the City-esque. It's about like these four women who are from all different walks of life.
One of my books is part Sex in the City, part Mad Men, part Devil Wears Prada, great beach read, Park Avenue South. And then my other one, our girl Katie Neal gave to me. It's called The Women Who Made New York City. And a lot of famous women mentioned in the book, but a lot of people, you never hear their story. Like the woman whose husband was building the Brooklyn Bridge. He got sick and she ended up finishing it. Such a great gift. Well, maybe we should start a book club.
Do I look like I've ever been in a book
club? Listen, it's just basically an excuse for women to get together and drink wine. No one ever reads a book.
Okay, then that's fine. Then yes, I've been a part of a book club, many.
Very inspiring. What's hot today, Sabrina?
If you're interested in any of the books that we've mentioned, they're going to be up on our socials at New York's Country 94.7.